Carlo, welcome to New York.
Thank you, Guy. Well, and welcome back to hosting the podcast where you and I find out what it's like to be a host.
Yeah, or in some instances, a guest.
Yes.
We've just spent an action-packed day here in the Big Apple itself.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Well, that's a movie we could have watched had we chosen to stay in. But instead we didn't, of course. You're here in my humble home here in New York City. And
humble it is.
Well, and it's so nice to see you. And I really feel like this is a great time to just say, let's bygones be bygones.
No, look, I think, Guy, I have to be honest with you. I think it is time that we buried that hatchet, you know, and buried it deep in the waters of the Brooklyn River, I want to call it. Whatever that big body of water is that we went down to look at today.
I believe it's called the Hudson.
Ah.
And as the hatchet is buried deep, let those waters continue flowing like a bridge over troubled water.
Like the bridge over the Hudson River, you know? You say potato, I say potato. I say Brooklyn River, you say Hudson River. I guess it's just one of those dialectal things, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be a dialectal thing, or it could be a place name thing.
Well, you know, one man's place name is another man's place mat.
If place names were to be printed as place mats, yeah, I could.
Put that down on your table. There you go, Guy. That's a decoration tip from me.
Well, thank you, Carlo. So yeah, it's been a big day, and certainly would have been a big night for you the night before. I mean, it's not a short flight, Sydney to New York.
No, it's a lot longer than I thought, Guy. And I should have brought a change of clothes. Really, I should have.
On the plane, or
yeah, I mean, I was in that plane. It would have seemed nearly 19 hours, and that's an extraordinary amount of time to spend on a plane, Guy, in one set of clothes.
Well, it's, I mean.
It's a long time, Guy. I mean, do you ever just wander around for 19 hours in the same clothes?
Yes, if I stay up for a long time during the day, sometimes I'll be in the same clothes for about 19 hours. Sure.
I guess so. I mean, it feels... I mean, I'm kind of incensed that the flight took so long. If I had known it would take 19 hours to fly to New York, I don't know that I've come.
Well, I guess I'm glad that you didn't know until now, because you're here.
Fool me once.
I'd sooner not. I feel like fooling one another is that's all for the past.
No, you're right. We should put that away. Put it to bed.
Yeah.
Tuck it in tight.
So is this your maiden voyage to the United States of America?
First trip to New York City. Absolutely. The Big Peach. The Windy Peach.
Yeah, and how have you enjoyed your experience amongst the American people so far?
It's a funny one, Guy. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts on the American people are, because I do not understand a word they're saying.
Yeah, they're really, I tell you, they are really sticking at it with the accent thing, huh?
Yeah, and not a lick of, like, they don't understand a lick of German here.
Well, I mean, some of them do, German speakers, I imagine, but, you know, by and large, you wouldn't guess that all of the American people would speak German, because it's not recognized as a national language.
Well, it's news to me, Guy. And there's just more and more things that just continue to surprise me here. You know, they drive on the other side of the road here, Guy? The right-hand side.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty well, you know, known piece of information. If you watch a TV show or a movie, you'll always see them on the...
I'm glad that I've spent most of my life... I very happily can say I've never once watched a program, heard a piece of music, or even looked at a product from the US of A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is quite a big...
it's a culture shock here, Guy.
Yeah, it would be huge.
I would sooner be at home on the streets of Tokyo than here in this wild hellscape that is New York. And it looks nothing like York, may I say that, Guy? Nothing like York. I've been to York many times, and this is not... It's not quite like, really not a New York, it's a different York.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you, my friend? It's a hell of a city. I had no idea you were coming in so cold.
Well, yeah, cold, Guy, I mean, Cold is the other is another big problem because it's coming up on winter time here. You know, I've been to Europe many times, Guy, and I'm aware of the fact that the northern and southern hemispheres have different weather, you know. But for some reason, and I don't know why this is, I've seen maps, I've looked at the globe, I thought that New York would be temperate, sunny, warm even.
Why would you think that?
I wish I knew, Guy. I wish I knew.
Well, don't worry. I've got plenty of thermals and sort of spare jackets so that you can rug up warm, you know, for any of our future expeditions out of the house.
Well, I regret bringing so many togs.
Well, you don't need to beat up on yourself about that. That's okay. You just don't need to wear them, you know. Sometimes you pack clothes you don't wear. I would hate to see you sort of spiral over anything minor as...
Could layer them, I suppose.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could, but they'll still only be covering the same part of your legs, and you know the flesh that's exposed will become icy cold.
Yes, that remains to be seen. Hey, you know, we'll see how we go.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I was totally oblivious to the fact that you've been so willfully ignorant of all of America's output and, I suppose, goings on your entire adult life.
It's incredible, Guy. It's just incredible here. I can't get over it. You know, people on the footpath, you know what they call it here, Guy? A sidewalk. What a thing. What a thing. A walk on the side of the road. I mean, it makes perfect sense, but it's bamboozling my mind, let me tell you that.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you came in, the first thing you said was you want to have a genuine New York experience.
That's
so
right.
What I do, I took us out of the house. We walked down to the bodega or the corner shop, and we got ourselves a couple of sandwiches.
Yeah, and let me say, they were delicious, but unlike any sandwich I've ever had before.
In what way?
Well, the shape, the size, the taste, all of it was totally foreign to me. Completely foreign.
I mean, you've had bread before and cheese, tomato, lettuce, mayonnaise.
But the combination of them all, staggering. Staggering.
Could you describe to me the sandwiches with which you're more familiar with eating?
Yeah, take a block of cheese, Guy. Slice off 2, 3, maybe 4 slices. Eat them up.
Yeah, that's...
Open a jar of gherkins. Take out maybe 1, maybe 2 gherkins. Pop them in your gob.
Sorry, have you...
Get a heel of bread. Just slice it off 1, maybe 2 slices. If you're feeling greedy, have a third. And just chew them down.
So you're eating...
Take a stick of butter. Lick it.
All of these ingredients you're eating independent of one another.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a sandwich.
How did you find the American take on the traditional Australian sandwich?
Time-saving, certainly. Confusing to my taste buds, who are used to taking any one flavour at one time.
Yeah, well, I guess that'll happen. I can't imagine too many other, you know, huge amounts of culture shock, you know, with any of the other meals we had. So we took our sandwiches, we ate them, and we went for a lovely stroll around Central Park in mid-Manhattan.
It's a huge park. Can I say that, Guy?
Yeah, you can say anything, man.
It truly is a free country, isn't it? It's one of the biggest parks I've ever seen, Guy. And the trees. There's not a eucalypt in there.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, again, I suppose being in America, you're more likely to see your American trees.
Pine,
oak.
Adler? I want to say Adler.
You can say that.
Don't know that it's a tree.
Yeah. Well... It's a different city, and it's a different pace of life.
I have to ask you, Guy. I mean, you're a fellow Antipodean. How has it been for you to adjust to a culture so profoundly different from our own?
Well, you know, in the interest of total honesty, I've found it really hard. Really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for you coming over here, man, because times have been tough, and to be completely honest with you, I'm really at my wit's end with this place.
Yeah, I mean, Guy, I can see that. I can see there's a cold depth to your eyes that I've never really seen before. It's like you've seen and done terrible things.
I have been surprised by the hostility of the American people towards me.
Is that right?
For reasons that remain unknown to me, they are horrible.
Tell me about that guy. I mean, what way are they hostile to you?
Well, you know, you move in with someone, you find a roommate on Craigslist, you know, you move into a humble home.
Now, say that you'll have to go through that again. Craigslist, this is a list managed by a Craig?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. He's the land baron, so he sort of...
And he keeps track of everyone who needs and has a house.
That's right. If you want somewhere to live.
Is that a government position?
No, it's an independent business. It's privately owned. And, you know, you really get the feeling that he is swamped.
And where do you see these lists?
On the internet. He's got a website he runs.
Huh. It is a brave new world, isn't it?
Yeah. He's got all sorts of lists. You know, if you want to buy some furniture, you can look at his furniture list.
He keeps track of furniture. Who is this Craig?
Well... You know, I feel like maybe part of the reason I've had trouble, you know, ingratiating myself amongst the American people is I've been able to track down this Craig at all. I haven't seen or heard hide nor hair of him. So I sort of feel like I'm cast adrift and feeling my way through, you know, lists of just at random.
Yeah. Yeah, gosh. I mean, that's a nightmare in a sense. That's, you know, it's like a bad dream. In a city where everything is known and controlled by one shadowy figure, it's like a dystopia.
It can feel like that. I mean, I do think that there are alternative ways of finding realty listings, but I certainly haven't stumbled into them.
Well, yes. Well, look, I mean, I've gotten off the beaten track there, guy. So you've went on this Craigslist and you found a housemate.
Yeah, I found a guy who said he was looking for he just wanted someone who's tidy, sort of somewhat sociable, but also happy to keep to themselves. Pretty much just someone to, you know, pay half the rent. And
rent, now that's an American term?
I think it's pretty universal. Rent, it's the money you pay.
So it means the same as rent in Australian English.
So you know the word rent?
Oh, yeah.
So why then would you think that it's an American term?
Just like to check, just like to just touch in. Just to make sure that all the words are making sense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't want to have you said rent and it be something totally different to what I...
I think you could safely assume that most of the words, they share a definition across them.
Okay, well, just from time to time, I just like to check in, just to be sure.
Okay. But just so you know, words like rent, I mean, if you do have the traditional Australian definition in mind, which is the traditional English definition...
Money paid... for property to a landlord or baron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I suppose, you know, he's already got his social life lined up. He's got his own things he does and people he sees. He's got his partner.
This is like someone in a relationship with...
Another person. Significant other.
Yep. Great. Even keel, baby. We're on the same...
Yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I suppose some people are just socially closed off.
Mm.
You know, I am putting my best foot forward. I'm trying to be a pretty socially accommodating and, you know, clean and generous housemate. But I don't know. These guys, you know, they'll go out for dinner, you know. And
that's that evening meal.
Yeah, sort of the third of the big meals you'd
have. Third?
Well, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they'll go out for dinner, as you say?
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, I try to insert myself in, but, you know, sometimes it feels like I'm not wanted.
I mean, that's tricky. I mean, they certainly seemed quite hostile when I arrived here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, that's just another one of those things, I guess. I did tell them you were coming, and they said that there's no room.
And yet here we are.
Well, yeah. So.
Because does that phrase mean the same thing?
There's no room?
There's no room? That would mean that there's no space for another person to stay.
Would that be physical or...
And they said that.
Yeah, they said that they'd sooner not have you stay, especially because their parents are coming to visit.
That's it, because it just... Well, because if it means the same thing, Guy, I would say that maybe that hostility is because I'm here anyway.
Yeah, and that's the sort of thing I'm talking about, just the sort of unfounded... unwavering hostility.
That's just bad hosting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
I suppose it is. You know, if you guys are going out for a lovely meal to celebrate your 15th
dinner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anniversary, so be it. But the more the merrier.
You say 50th anniversary?
Fifth. I mean, yeah.
The number is number between four and six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look. I don't want to go on about it. I feel like I'm being negative. I just want to...
No, God, I think you're being very fair. I mean, that's... Like, if we go through that series of events, it seems strange that they wouldn't let me, a stranger, stay in their house when their parents are coming to stay.
Yeah. So that's two sets of parents. That's four parents.
All four of their parents are coming. They're all going to be staying here.
Yeah, they're getting in tomorrow morning.
How long has this been in the works?
Oh, they've been planning this for a while. He's actually going to propose. So,
Wow.
Yeah. So, I think they've been planning this for 6 or 7 months. I've only been here for 3. And, it's hard to live in a place when people are so...
Hostile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unaccommodating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can dig that. I guess... You know, in all things, the best thing to do is just try and kill it with kindness. You know, you got to just, we just have to try and be the best, you know, share housemates that we can.
Absolutely.
And try and turn those frowns.
The other way around.
The other way around, back into smiles.
Yeah. You know, I try to set up fun little games, sort of, you know, scavenger hunts or, you know, you take things and you put them in different parts of the house.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Hide them. And even that, you know, even something as small as that can really set them off.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
So there's this...
That's funny, isn't it? Because normally just taking someone's stuff and putting it somewhere else is a good gag, you know?
Yeah.
They go, where are my keys? I'm running late for work. And you sort of just sit there in the corner and you smugly kind of watch them desperately kind of scrounging around for it. And all the time, you know... It's in the middle of an ice cube in the freezer.
Yeah. One of the last places. This is why it's the perfect hiding place.
They're never going to find that.
One of the last places you'd think. I mean, why are they making the ice cube tray so big?
Yeah.
If not to
put some keys in it.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing about that is you get two laughs. Because you get the laugh. Well, three really. You get the laugh while you're putting the keys in the ice cube. And that's a good laugh. You get the laugh when they're frantically... digging around, they're going, God, if I don't get these keys, I'm going to lose my job.
That's a great laugh.
God, that's a good laugh. And you get the laugh, you know, weeks, months, years later when they mix up a big drink and they pop that ice cube in and it melts and they think, how the fuck did my keys get in this ice cube? And that's, God, you laugh, don't you?
That is fun. Do you know?
Mm.
This might be a good way to kick things off, to really make ourselves a little more welcome.
Mm.
I know where Mark has the engagement ring. We could put the ring in an ice cube.
Guy, I am too into this idea. Can I just say that? Like, we get the ring and we hide it. In an ice cube, and we don't tell Mark.
No. And we'll put a note, like a note in the box.
Yes,
that says like, "Fuck you, bitch."
Yeah, that's a good gag. Yeah. Yes. And it's important the box stays where he left it.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Because what will be good is like, and this is the perfect thing, is if by chance he doesn't look at the ring before he proposes. That when he does propose, opens the box, we've double pranked them. We've got Mark and his fiancée.
Yeah, potential
fiancée.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not after that prank, you know.
Well, we'll find out if they have a sense of humor. Man, this is great. It's so nice just having another sane person here.
Yeah, absolutely, Guy. Oh, man. God. It's just good to get a good prank in, a good Antipodean prank into this American household, you know?
Well, I certainly think it'll go a long way towards rebuilding any of the sort of broken bridges that exist between, you know, myself and Mark and certainly Fiona, his partner, maybe fiance.
Let's hope.
Let's hope indeed.
Mm, mm.
What are some other things you'd like to do while you're here in New York?
I had a little look at a tourist brochure as I was arriving here in New York. And the thing that really stuck out to me was the Empire State Building. I'd really love to see the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
You know, they used to land Zeppelins, or they wanted to land Zeppelins on it, but the wind, too fierce. They couldn't get the Zeppelins into the top of the tower. Isn't that wild?
Is that true?
That's a true fact about the Empire State Building. Yeah, it was originally designed to be a Zeppelin landing point.
Man, people really went all in on Zeppelins.
They put a lot of... you know, you got a feel for that, for those people. That's a big building. And the thing about that is, it's kind of like the key prank guy, is that they couldn't work out that it didn't work until they'd finished the building. And then the Zeppelin comes in and nope, too windy.
Wow. Well, I mean, I feel like a trip to the Empire State Building would be a wonderful way for us to spend a morning or an afternoon.
Or a day.
Yeah. Or a day. I don't know how long it takes. That sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. We just go up and down and all around it. Just really get a good feel for the Empire State Building.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I mean, before we do that, it's getting pretty late. Your jet lag must be kicking in. Are you okay?
You know, actually, I don't feel too bad. I think coming this direction, and I've gained a day, and I've lost six. I don't exactly know how the time works. It's Tuesday here, and I believe that in Australia...
It'll be Wednesday.
It would be Wednesday last week.
No, it would be Wednesday tomorrow. So Wednesday this week.
I have travelled...
So you've travelled from
back.
Sydney... You would have left Sydney.
And I went around the globe in the opposite direction of the sun.
Well, you don't need to think too much about that part. All you need to know is it's Tuesday here and it's Wednesday in Australia.
What an age we live in, Guy. What an age. Wednesday. Wodenstag. What a wild idea. Well, I guess maybe the jet lag is hitting me, Guy, I suppose. Because that has really floored me.
Well, before we go to bed, what say you and I sneak into Mark's room,
mm-hmm.
we take the ring out,
yeah,
and we put it in a big old puddle of water.
And we let that puddle turn to ice. Here's to pranks, Guy.
Here's to the good old Antipodean prank.
And can I say, Guy... I'm excited by this new phase in our relationship. I like that we've put behind some of the horrible things that have happened and we've turned that into something wonderful that's going to help heal our relationship, is going to heal your relationship with Mark and Fiona. And I don't know, we might just make everything hum along, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here. And let's get a good night's sleep. And I'm really looking forward to a trip to the Empire State Building tomorrow.
Yeah. Good night, Guy.
Guten Tag, Carlo.